This is Ozarks at Large. Sometimes the universe clicks and a wonderful serendipitous event takes place. As Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kelms tells us, last Friday there was just such an occurrence.
Welcome. We're so glad you're here, Bob. My name is Julie Gable. Nice to meet you. Glad to have you here. Hi.
Last Friday afternoon, a summer camp session of Trike Theater was wrapping up at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. About a dozen young actors were getting ready to sing their way through a production of Schoolhouse Rock for their parents, the musical they had been working on for the past several days. Since most of the young performers appeared to be under the age of 15, it's a safe assumption their parents grew up watching the Schoolhouse Rock songs about multiplication, civics, science, and language as well. Like Conjunction Junction, here in a final dress rehearsal before the performance on Friday. In 1973, the Schoolhouse Rock songs began airing on network television. They taught millions of baby boomers and their younger siblings and their children, and perhaps their grandchildren, how to remember their multiplication tables. That the songs still resonate with kids 40 years later is a testimony to the timelessness of the music. Now, here's the wonderful coincidence of last Friday. In town that very day was the man who wrote most of the memorable Schoolhouse Rock songs, Bob Doro. When Trike Theater selected the show for their camp, they had no idea he was going to be scheduled to be here. Nor did the concert promoters know that Trike Theater had been licensed to present the music. Everybody concerned only did find out about 48 hours before this rehearsal. What are the odds? Somebody asked. But there, sitting in the front row, was Bob Doro. He's 80 years older than some of the children on stage, but the songs he wrote are some of their favorites. As the kids were singing it, just a few feet away, he was beaming, bouncing up and down and mimicking their choreography, singing along. During his nearly hour-long visit with the Trike Theater cast, he answered their questions, like if Schoolhouse Rock was his idea.
No, my boss, he thought of it. And he had money to give me. So when I wrote three, he loved it and he, what?
What instruments do you play?
Piano, recorder. I used to play saxophone and clarinet. Not so much anymore.
What inspired you to make the songs?
Oh, well, just the chance to communicate with children. You know, it was supposed to be first it was just a recording, not a TV show. They wanted to make a record and give it to kids and pass it out to libraries and schools. And, you know, it seemed like a great opportunity for me to meet a lot of young people through the music.
How do you think we did in the songs that we performed?
Oh, man, you were great. You were great. He's the rocker.
Yeah.
Where's Tom, that guy? He gets the main part in the play, right?
Yeah.
And you all had something great to do, and the chorus was good. The choreography was great.
Since Bob had heard his music translated by the Schoolhouse Rock cast, the suggestion was made that he sit down at a nearby electronic keyboard in the theater and play one of his songs for them.
And I'll do Figure Eight, because I love it. You want to hear Figure Eight?
Yeah.
The kids sat transfixed, some of them singing along as Bob performed with glee, a song more than four decades old that, yes, teaches how to multiply by eight, but also considers mortality, beauty, and joy. Little three-minute slices of genius, these Schoolhouse Rock songs. They've been covered by mainstream jazz musicians and alternative rock bands and continue to be played in schools. And it was apparent last Friday afternoon that Bob Doro's music still has an impact on multiple generations.
It wasn't really a question, but I use those multiplication songs to learn my multiples.
I learned them too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah, she
to
uses those
arithmetic.
Songs to learn multiplication tables.
Yeah. They work.
Well, my dad couldn't be here today, but he wanted me to thank you for writing that song, I'm Just a Bill, because he never learned that, and he ended up becoming a political scientist. So.
Wow.
Lots of people are learning how our government works through that
song.
Bob also treated the youngsters to I'm Just a Bill, and after that, he asked if he could hear one more song before he left.
Want to do one more for me?
The cast picked that first ever Schoolhouse Rock song that Bob wrote, Three is a Magic Number, and Bob Duro again took a front row seat and was obviously having a head-bobbing good time.
You get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future. Faith and hope and charity. The heart and the brain and the body.
And it wasn't just the young members of the cast excited about the visit either. Sarah Lear, managing director of Trike Theater, was tapping her toes to the music as well.
So it's just one of those things about Northwest Arkansas, and I think it's one of those, it's a beautiful thing about this area, I really think, honestly, is that you have incredible musicians coming through all the time, and then you have a summer production camp about Schoolhouse Rock, and the composer is here. And what I think is beautiful about just watching him with our students is that the teachers, you know, Miss Julie Gable, very excited to meet Bob Duro. I'm very excited to meet Bob Duro. You know, it's the span of ages. And so we have 8-year-olds who are jumping out of their seat to meet him. And then you have not so 8-year-olds who are also very excited to meet him. And so what a testament to his music that it really appeals to all of these ages. It's timeless. Education is timeless. And learning through music is just a beautiful way to do it.
Woo. I'm so proud.
Yay!
A couple of postscripts to this story. Trike Theater Summer isn't finished. The company's Summer Youth Musical is later this month, July 26th at 7 p.m. and July 27th at 2 in the afternoon at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. This year's production is Annie Jr.
What we do is the camp is about teaching them all kinds of theater skills, a little bit of tech or a little bit of costuming. They did stage makeup yesterday. I showed up and I saw all kinds of fake bruises and fake blood everywhere. But they get a little bit of taste of everything, not just the production. At the end, you have this great product, but you get a little bit of everything.
That was Sarah Lear, managing director of Trike Theater. And finally, just what are the odds that something like Bob Duro's visit could happen on the exact day when Trike Theater's summer camp was presenting a show of his music, all of it just by chance? To find out exactly what the odds are, we asked for help.
I'm Brian Rickard, and I'm a math instructor at the University of Arkansas.
I gave Brian a couple of numbers to work with, that Bob Duro has been to Northwest Arkansas just a couple of times during his career for a total of no more than a few days. Then I estimated the number of scripts that can be produced by a young cast, counting Shakespeare, Dickens, Disney, all the others, around 500,000.
Well, so what we do from there, since we're assuming these two events are independent, then we look at the probabilities of each event happening, the probability of his script being chosen, and the probability of him being in town on this particular for this particular time period. Since these events are independent, we simply find the probabilities and multiply them together, and then figure out the odds from there.
Okay, my guess is it's at least 1 in a million shot.
Yes, it is. It is at least that much. In fact, quite higher. The actual odds are 1 in 270,893,750.
So there you have it. Mathematical proof that Bob Duro's visit with the young cast members of Trike Theater was likely a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Unless they're going to live another 271 million days.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.